The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when they have gone out, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. And so Jesus went on to say, Amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel text about the Good Shepherd is peculiar to the Gospel of John. You'll find this explanation of Jesus as a Good Shepherd only in the Gospel of John. It's here in chapter 10. So let me look at this and draw from it some teaching that may feed our faith. It is very clear that the shepherd calls the sheep by name. Each one is chosen. Each one is unique. They're different, but they're called by name. Each one chooses to follow the shepherd. There are two reasons why they will follow the shepherd. They hear his voice. He calls each one by name. They are vulnerable, and they need to belong to a community, but a community that shares common ground, where each one is vulnerable. And they are all seeking a safe place, and the Good Shepherd will lead them to a place of pasture where they will be safe and they will be fed. The symbol of a community where people belong to one another in their brokenness, in their vulnerability, where we say to one another, I know your pain because I have the same pain. I know your loneliness. I have had the same loneliness. I know your struggle, the judgments made upon you, the manner in which you feel left out, because I too have felt the same thing. That's the common ground of humanity, which is symbolized in the community of the sheep who choose to follow the Good Shepherd. There's a story familiar to you, but it fits ideally into this gospel, and it should lead us to a teaching. It is said that many years ago, in an English country mansion, this learned scholar fellow gathered a group of learned people to deliver some orations from Shakespeare and from Wordsworth, Tintern Abbey, various pieces of English literature. This orator was very erudite, a very powerful presenter, And after he did his readings, the people were transfixed by the power of his presentation. And when he finished, they all stood up and applauded. In the audience, there was an elderly priest who was infirm. And very timidly, when the audience sat down, he said, "Sir, would you read for me the 23rd Psalm, 'The Lord is my shepherd'?" And the actor, the speaker, said, "Father, I will read it on one condition, that after I have read the 23rd Psalm, 'The Lord is my shepherd,' then you will come up and read the 23rd Psalm." While the priest, with hesitation, agreed, and the actor, the speaker, read the 23rd Psalm with such power, such depth, such meaning, the people were awed. And when he finished, they stood up and applauded him generously. And then the old priest, faltering with hesitation, went to the podium. He read the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," and nobody applauded. That happens sometimes to priests, you know. Nobody applauded. Nobody applauded. And the actor went back to the podium and he said, "My friends, I know the 23rd Psalm, 'The Lord is my shepherd,'" and then pointing to the old priest, he said, "But he knows the shepherd. It isn't whether you know the psalm. Do you know the shepherd? Do you know the shepherd well enough to follow the shepherd?" Well, I've spent half my life endeavoring to know the shepherd. And people said, "If you can engage mystical prayer, you'll know the shepherd." Well, I tried that. It didn't work. "If you become angelic and devout and constant in your prayer, you will meet the good shepherd." And after many, many years and retreats and the Ignatian exercises three times, a 30-day retreat, I came to the conclusion, the awareness that the place in which I will meet the good shepherd is in my humanity. Not in some angelic, holy place, but in the sheer humanity of who I am. It's in my brokenness, in my failure, not in my perfection, not in my presumed holiness, but in my brokenness and my struggles and my failures in life. That's where I meet the good shepherd. That's the ground of being vulnerable. It's the common ground for all of us. And so that's the place in which I began to believe in a very personal, profound way in prayer that this is the experience of the Good Shepherd. Who will stand with you in a time of crisis? Not because you're in crisis, but because we are all broken. Not because you are broken, but because we share a common vulnerability and a common humanity. And therefore, there is no weakness, and there is no sin, and there is no failure in you which isn't also in some manner in me. This is the community, and this is the fold, the followers of the shepherd. Many of you have been to Rome, and when you go to Rome, you will visit the catacombs. My favorite catacomb in Rome is Santa Priscilla. Now, when you go to the catacombs, there are certain symbols you'll find in the catacombs, and there are certain things you will be surprised not to find. No crosses, no crucifixes in the catacombs. The early followers of Jesus couldn't understand God dying on a cross. The ignominious death of Christ was a difficult perception for the very early followers of Jesus. You will find three symbols very commonly. One is the Eucharist, and the second is the ictus sign, you know, the fish, The Greek word for fish is ichthus. And Jesus Christus Theo Usios Soter, Jesus Christ, God, man, Savior. And the first letter of each of these words in Greek makes ichthus, and therefore the fish became a secret symbol of the early Christians. You'll find that in the catacombs. You'll also find the shepherd. Now, other symbols, you find the anchor, the dove, various other symbols, but not so common. But the shepherd, very common. The Eucharist, the ichthus, and the shepherd, most common symbols of the very early Christians. We're talking about late 3rd century, 260, 270, into the early 4th century. But in the catacomb of San Fratillo, there's an image of the shepherd that I found very attractive, and I've gone back many times to see it just to remind me of the revelation of the Good Shepherd. You will remember the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Remember the judgment. It's in the Sistine Chapel on the Reredos. Okay, at the end of time, all the people will be gathered, and the righteous will be on the right, the sheep on the right, dextra on the right. On the left will be the goats, sinistra, the left, the sinister ones. The saved will be looking up, the condemned, the goats on the left. They will be the ones who are condemned. Keeping that in mind, the symbol of the shepherd in Santa Priscilla has this shepherd boy, and he has a goat and a sheep. And on his left shoulder, he is carrying one of them. And if you look closely, you'll find it's the goat that he's carrying. It's the one who is rejected, the one that was condemned, the one that was separated, the one that didn't make the cut, the one who was a sinner, was the one that the shepherd loved the most. When I first saw that years ago, it was very consoling because I was the goat. I was the one on the left field. You know, we have left field, left hand, left... It's a sinistra. But when you're struggling in life and you're looking for a community where you can find common ground and you're looking for a safe place where you can be human and you can belong and you'll feel your name called, whoever you are, whatever your condition in life, it's a safe place because we all share a common humanity. Now that's the teaching of the Good Shepherd. And our prayer as a community of disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, is that we will provide in our homes now and in our communities the kind of place spoken about today in chapter 10 in the Gospel of John. The safe place. No judgment, no exclusion. Nobody is less. We're all human. We're all vulnerable. And we are all looking for the safe place. We are all seeking an experience of the Good Shepherd. Amen.